take a moment together. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath and repeat after me. I am worthy. I am capable. I am grateful. I am strong. I am confident. I am abundant. I am enough. Take another deep breath. Feel the power of these affirmations resonate within you. Carry this positivity with you throughout your day, knowing that you are worthy, capable, and destined for greatness. Hey y'all. Welcome back to Unseen Journeys, Finding Purpose. This is a space dedicated to embracing imperfections and celebrating the beauty found within yourself. I am your host, Monet Ortiz. Today, let's explore a captivating theme, the extraordinary essence of being flawed. We live in a world that often chases an elusive idea of perfection. What if we pause to recognize the inherent beauty in our imperfections? What if we found strength and uniqueness within our flaws? Our society often places a premium on flawlessness. But what if we shift our perspective? What if we consider our imperfections not as shortcomings, but as beautiful pieces of identity? Join me in exploring our imperfections, our scars, our quirks, and uniqueness, contribute to the richness of our lives, and make us beautifully unique. Imperfections often set us apart and make us who we are. Let's delve into these distinctive qualities and appreciate the depth and character they add to our lives. Through our stories and reflections, let's celebrate the allure found within our imperfections and redefine what true beauty means beyond the surface. Beauty is not confined to a flawless facade. It's in the stories behind our imperfections, the lessons learned, the resilience gained, the uniqueness that defines us. Let's embrace our scars as reminders of resilience, our quirks as symbols of individuality, and our flaws as testaments to a life lived authentically. When we celebrate the allure within our imperfections, we're saying that being beautiful is more than just looking perfect. It's about embracing what makes us different and special, like the things that show us how strong we are or the things that make us unique. It's like appreciating the different flavors that make up a delicious meal instead of just focusing on how it looks. Celebrating the allure within our imperfections is like finding the silver lining for the good parts and things that aren't perfect about ourselves. It's understanding that these parts, whether they're scars, quirks, or things we wish were different, is what makes us who we are. They're like unique stamps that shows our journey and experiences. But real beauty isn't just about what's on the surface, like how we look. It's about the depth and the richness of our personalities, our resilience when facing challenges, and the way we're different from everyone else. When we celebrate the allure within our imperfections, we're actually redefining what it means to be beautiful. It's like saying, hey, being beautiful isn't just about looking perfect. It's about being okay with who we are, even with the things that aren't perfect. It's embracing the fact that everyone has their own unique story, their own way of looking at the world, and that's what makes each person beautiful in their own way. So, it's like appreciating the pain. Not just for how it looks like from afar, but little details and brush strokes that makes it unique, interesting up close. In the same way, celebrating the allure within our imperfections means recognizing the special things about ourselves that might not be perfect, but makes us wonderfully unique and beautiful in our own way. Imperfections are not weaknesses. they are opportunities for growth. Let's reflect on how embarking on our flaws has been a catalyst for personal development and self-discovery. Reflecting on how embracing our flaws has acted as a catalyst for personal development and self-discovery, it's like looking back and seeing how the things we once thought were not so great about ourselves actually helped us grow and understand who we are. Think of it as taking a moment to like think about how the parts of ourselves that we used to see as not so good or perfect actually pushed us to become better and understand ourselves more deeply. Like, for example, maybe a time when we thought we weren't good at something made us try harder, and in the end, we learned a lot about our strengths and weaknesses. Or maybe a flaw we had that made us realize that everyone has their unique qualities, and that helped us accept ourselves as well. So reflecting on embracing our flaws as a catalyst for personal growth and self-discovery is like looking at these moments when we thought we weren't perfect and seeing how they actually helped us learn and grow. It's like finding treasure in something we once thought was just a problem, realizing it helped us become stronger and understand ourselves better. Remember, it's our flaws that makes us beautifully unique. Embrace your imperfections. Celebrate every quirk, every scar, for they tell a story that's exclusively yours. Thank you for joining me today in celebrating the beauty found within imperfections. Until next time, keep embracing every part of yourself. This has been Monet Ortiz on Unseen Journeys, Finding Purpose, where we recognize that imperfections aren't blemishes, but brushstrokes of a beautifully flawed masterpiece.